Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Japan. Falun Gong practitioners call for end of persecution. Practitioners of Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, gathered in front of the Chinese embassy in Tokyo and consulate offices in Osaka, Nagoya, Fukuoka, and Sapporo on July 20th in protest of the persecution of Falun Dafa in China by the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. Practitioners have peacefully protested the persecution for the past 24 years. They have asked all people of conscience to work together to end the CCP's atrocities. Falun Gong practitioner Mr. Xu said, "The persecution has been going on for 24 years, longer than World War I and World War II combined. It's a war the Chinese Communist regime launched against truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. We'll continue to expose the CCP's atrocities until they end."
Malaysia. Activities throughout Kuala Lumpur expose decades of persecution in China. Malaysian practitioners held a series of awareness-raising activities in the month of July in the capital city of Kuala Lumpur. They called out the CCP's brutal oppression of Falun Dafa in China. Events included signature drives, Falun Dafa exercise demonstrations, the Art of Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance exhibition display, and a candlelight vigil honoring practitioners who lost their lives in the persecution. Practitioners also congratulated the 415 million Chinese who have quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations during a rally at the local Chinese consulate. A reenactment of live organ harvesting with truth-clarifying commentary took place at the city's most popular commercial area. Many people stopped and learned about the state-sponsored live organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners. They were told about the London-based China's Tribunal report, which included testimony from doctors and police who were directly involved.
Latvia. Falun Dafa display at the Sea Festival in Ventspils. Falun Dafa practitioners in Latvia took part in the Sea Festival in the port city of Ventspils on July 1st. The Falun Dafa booth was situated close to an area designated for children's activities and attracted many children and parents. Practitioners taught young people how to make origami lotus flowers and introduced Falun Dafa and the five meditative exercises. They also informed the public about the persecution of the practice in China. Many people were interested in learning the Falun Dafa exercises, and practitioners offered them information about the group practice that meets nearby every Sunday morning.
Switzerland. Government officials speak at Falun Gong rally marking 24 years of peaceful protest. A rally calling for an end to the 24-year-long persecution of Falun Gong was held in front of the Swiss office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights on July 20th. Maruo Paja, the president of the Council State of Geneva, and five members of parliament from different areas came to support the rally. Paja has stood with Falun Dafa practitioners for many years. In his speech to practitioners, he noted, "Human rights are overlooked in all parts of the world. However, for many years, you have been awakening our conscience here. We commend practitioners for effectively reminding people, year after year, of the persecution." Paja added, "If not for the awareness your presence here brings, the indifference would continue." The Swiss Action by Christians for the Abolition of Torture also sent a letter of support for the event.
Brazil. Falun Dafa practitioners mark 24 years of the CCP's persecution and receive support from locals. Falun Dafa practitioners held activities in Brasilia, Brazil on July 16th to commemorate the 24th anniversary of peacefully protesting the CCP's persecution. Practitioners showcased art from the Art of Jianshan Ren International Exhibition that depicts the truth of Falun Dafa practitioners being persecuted in China. People were shocked by the inhumanity. Some passersby also received a copy of the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party, published by the Epoch Times, and other information providing the facts of the ongoing persecution. Some people asked how they could learn to practice Falun Dafa. Many signed the petition to support practitioners' efforts. Isabella said, "The CCP is committing a foolish crime and will reach a dead end. Falun Dafa advocates the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and everyone should abide by these principles. I support you. Justice will prevail."
Italy. Master Lee sends greetings to Experience Sharing Conference in Rome. Practitioners held a Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference in Italy's capital city of Rome on July 23rd. Mr. Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa, sent greetings to the participants at the event. 13 practitioners talked about their cultivation journeys while following the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Some described how their faith helped them remain steadfast when they encountered difficulties. Others talked about how they overcame challenges in their lives. Some new practitioners spoke of overcoming illness tribulations while improving themselves and focusing on cultivation. Many who attended were touched by these sincere stories, and they said they learned a lot. Although the Experience Sharing Conference ended at 5 p.m., practitioners lingered and reflected on their cultivation over the past 20-plus years. Some said they had many touching experiences and even witnessed miracles. They expressed gratitude for the practice and Master Li. They said they would do even better on their remaining path of cultivation.
Czechia. Events in Prague expose the ongoing persecution in China. European practitioners held rallies, marches, and gathered in front of the Chinese embassy to expose the ongoing suppression of Falun Dafa by the CCP. The 3-day event in Czechia's capital city of Prague took place on July 21st through July 23rd. The Tiangao Marching Band performed in a parade on July 22nd. The activities were well received by local residents and tourists. Pedestrians signed petitions urging to end the suppression in China. Ms. Dao Wen, a senior purchasing analyst living in Czechia, said her mother practices Falun Dafa and she likes the practice very much. She said that Falun Dafa is very harmonious and peaceful and explained, "It's teaching people to look into their souls. If something bad happens to you, you respond with love and patience."
The following are selected cases of persecution of practitioners in China. Mr. He Binggang and his fiancée, Ms. Jiang Yibo, from Shanghai, were sentenced to prison on June 12, 2023, to 6 and 5 years, respectively, for their involvement in developing and maintaining a firewall circumvention software. Both were arrested in October 2021. Mr. He suffers from declining health since his arrest. His neck issue and partial paralysis, which resulted from torture during a previous detention, worsened. He has now completely lost the ability to walk and has become bedridden. He has trouble falling asleep at night and suffers from constant dizziness, headaches, and incontinence. Miss Zhang also has an abnormal lump growing on her chest due to the abuse and mental pressure from her detention.
Ms. Yang Chaoming, a 54-year-old resident of Kunming City, Yunnan Province, was arrested in May 2022. Although she was denied admission due to her poor health and released on bail, the police still submitted her case to the Procuratorate. A judge went to her home on March 14, 2023, to deliver the verdict of a 7-year sentence with a 20,000 yuan fine. Ms. Yang had suffered from eye disease, constant fever, and rheumatoid arthritis when she was young. She stopped going to school after finishing elementary school. After taking up Falun Dafa in 1995, by reading the books and doing the exercises, she had her full eyesight back and could even read the small annotations in a dictionary. Because of her holding onto her faith after the persecution began, she was forced to have an abortion, and her husband divorced her out of fear of the communist regime's retaliation. She was given 2 forced labor camp terms between 2001 and 2008 for a total of 5 years. Her eyes were injured from the beatings, and she went completely blind in 2012.
Having lost his father to the persecution of Falun Gong, Stephen Wong, a principal dancer with Shen Yuan, was dealt a heavy blow when his mother was recently given a 3rd prison sentence, also for practicing Falun Gong. This is the 11th time that Stephen's mother, Miss Liu Aihua, has been arrested for her faith. Miss Liu's latest arrest on July 7, 2022, came only 2 years after she finished serving a previous 3-year term. The Luoyang City Court sentenced her to 4 years on March 10, 2023. When Stephen got married in 2017, he invited his mother to the U.S. to attend his wedding, only to be told that she was arrested before she could leave China. That arrest led to a 3-year prison sentence. Due to previous incarceration and torture, Miss Liu is suffering many ailments, including high blood pressure and diabetes. Stephen and his wife said they are very worried about their mother. They are calling on the international community to rescue her. Now a father himself, Stephen looks forward to the day when he can reunite with his mother and have a place he can call a complete home.
China analyst says Cisco surveillance renders Falun Gong practitioners targets everywhere. According to the award-winning China analyst and human rights investigator Ethan Gutman, practitioners might feel safe in America, but their electronic signals, they're there for anyone who wants to look at them unless they're protected. Gutman has authored multiple books written for publications such as The Wall Street Journal Asia, The Weekly Standard, National Review, and Investor's Business Daily, and has given testimony and briefings to the U.S. Congress, the CIA, the European Parliament, and the United Nations. As part of his past experience, Gutman worked as a business consultant in China in the 1990s. In July 2001, he spoke with 2 Cisco engineers in China who told him that Cisco beat its competitors by custom building a special box. This box could be used to look at packets of information transmitted over the internet. In 2002, Gutman attended a surveillance conference in Shanghai and spoke with Cisco salespeople. A Cisco salesperson explained to him that with certain mobile devices, the police could actually stop Falun Gong practitioners on the street just by entering a practitioner's name and some identifiers on the mobile device. They could read the practitioner's sensitive information, such as emails from the prior 3 months. Gutman said that China needed help from the West to implement this level of tracking. Because it provided this capability, Cisco was able to enter the Chinese router market. On July 7, 2023, the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that a lower district court could proceed in hearing a lawsuit filed by Falun Gong practitioners accusing Cisco and two of its former executives of assisting the CCP regime in tracking and persecuting Falun Gong practitioners. Sophia Cope, a senior staff attorney on the Electronic Frontier Foundation's Civil Liberties team, said, "The Ninth Circuit's decision is great news, not only for the plaintiffs, but for all victims of human rights abuses facilitated by U.S. corporations." According to Cope, the 13 plaintiffs' alleged arrest, detention, and torture, including of themselves and family members, at least one of whom died of beating while being detained. The claims are horrific. The plaintiffs also alleged that their private emails, text messages, and other information intercepted by the Golden Shield were shown to them and used as part of their torture and forced conversion, including threats to their family members and others who communicated with them. Cope said, "Overall, the Ninth Circuit's opinion is a tremendous victory for human rights and for those who want to ensure that U.S. companies stop helping repressive governments."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.